we are in Philly. Yesterday, we were in Baltimore. Tomorrow, we're in Atlantic City. Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner. Watch out there now. Sybil Lou, a lot
Mr.
later. What
Brown,
is going
on? We are in the town.
Where are we now? Where are we?
We're in Philadelphia.
Where are
so
we?
Philly.
Keep up. It's hard to keep up.
Previously on the road tour. Previously on the road tour. We were in Baltimore.
Yes,
when we left, we got off the air. And we served up some 300 cars.
Yeah. We didn't break the record.
We didn't break the record. My brother's record is still good.
Because they were taking pictures. That was one
that
reason.
That was so funny.
That was one
that
reason.
Was
yeah,
hilarious
that was one
to
reason
me.
We couldn't break the record.
And the other reason is my brother set him up.
Yeah, he set him up.
He didn't give him
the full information.
Yeah.
So my brother's a McDonald's operator in Jackson, Mississippi.
He is the.
And yeah, he's king of Mississippi.
Yeah, he's the king.
He's my brother. My brother is truly the king of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he came up with the promotion of trying to break the record of the most cars that goes through a drive-thru.
In Mississippi, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they had a black McDonald's operators convention just last weekend. And the Baltimore McDonald's operator that was going to do the promotion was there. And Albert told him how to do it. But he left out one important
a very key piece.
One important
that's,
piece.
That's how Al would do.
That's how he
that's how he
that's how you stay the king.
And
that's
the piece that he left out was
tell him not to take pictures.
Police.
Oh, police.
Police. Remember, we had the biggest traffic jam ever.
Uh-huh.
And, oh my gosh.
And no police. He didn't tell the McDonald's operator in Baltimore.
You gotta
call
have police.
The police ahead of time.
We don't like calling the police, you know. Mm-hmm.
But this was a necessity.
It was a necessity, but we did 300.
Great, 375.
Yeah, about 375.
Yeah, I think Albert's record is three.
No,
four
it was like
something.
500.
500 or something 6, like that.
6,000.
Probably 7,000
an hour. Yeah.
And so all these people, 500 people,
no police taking pictures.
And that was the funny part. The flip phone camera in one hand and reaching for the food with the other.
Yeah,
how, who's driving here?
Yeah, it was fun.
One lady hit the wall because she let
the car go. Yeah.
So I'm at the first window, and Jay and Sybil are at the second window handing out the bags of nuggets.
Telling everybody we're stealing fries. So when they get their stuff, they're holding up the line. Checking their fries.
I did tell him to check their bag.
Yeah, that was you.
That was me.
That was me.
Because it was true. I saw you.
You know how
you had crumbs on your lips. You had nugget crumbs.
I was on my break.
Yeah, and in the middle of this, Jay took a lunch break.
No, we're not
break.
Doing but an hour.
We did 1 hour at lunchtime, and Jay took a break.
A break. I got to take a break. And he did. He took a 15-minute break, went to the lobby, sat down, and ate.
And the man said, "I'm Mr. Brown, your lunch is ready." I was like, what? Your lunch is ready, Mr. Brown.
On break. You get a break.
And who's the diva?
Everybody at McDonald's.
I'm telling you,
it switches. It switches. It goes from Sybil to me to Tom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. But
gosh,
we're having a
that
good
was
time.
A fun
we
time.
Yeah.
And
We went to Walmart.
Where Jay informed everyone
that their card was
their
worth.
Gift cards were worth.
$150, man.
$150. The cards were $10. We all had cards. And we weren't at the same spot.
We moved so around Jay, the store.
So Jay and Sybil, we all have cards. And Jay and Sybil, we're all in different sections of the store. And so when they would go to Jay, and Jay would give them a card and say it's worth $150, they come running back to me.
You said.
I said, yeah, here's a $10 gift card.
$10?
Jay gave us cards for $150.
So we had to shut that down.
Attention Walmart shoppers.
Isn't it amazing when they make that announcement and you hear your name, how people just gravitate to you, man?
And then the other part is the people, who is that?
Yeah.
A lot of the white shoppers.
Who's here?
Who are they?
Aaron Andrews.
But you know one thing about white people? They will not miss an opportunity to take a picture because they don't know.
They don't know.
Because somebody they know is going to be impressed by this. I don't know who you are, but I need to have this picture.
Yeah, I don't want to be out of the loop.
Yeah. And it was nice.
It was very, very nice.
We get on the bus and we go to Philadelphia. And here's where we're in Philadelphia now. But I'm here to tell you, mm-hmm. I'm wearing them out. Jay and Civil got off the bus and their asses were still on the bus. They're dragging so much ass. They're dragging so much.
That's the scene he loves, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it. And then we get to the hotel. We normally go to the hotel and go and have a drink.
Not last night.
Not last night. Jay and Sybil went straight to bed.
Straight to bed, man. They went. I can't pick all this cotton out here, man. There's too much cotton to pick.
Went straight to bed.
Well, you know what? I thought I would go to my room and then come back downstairs.
Yeah.
No, that bed said, hello. Hello.
But did you miss an interesting conversation at the bar?
Okay, with
a doctor from Syracuse.
Oh, I bet that was good.
And him, he's trying to convince me that Ebola isn't airborne. And I said, well, why do you believe that?
Uh-huh.
He says, well, I have science. Well, I said, well, tell that nurse in Spain who had science and said that she never touched anything.
She now says that she thinks she may have touched her face when she was taking her protective gear off.
Whoa. Oh, she's changed her.
That is the story this morning, was that she believes she now touched her face.
Oh, okay.
Now, what's the deal if they catch it early?
Well, that's the difference, too. They said that's the difference with the gentleman that we lost yesterday, mm-hmm. Is that if the sooner, it's just like with everything,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the sooner you catch it.
And he was so far
and
gone.
And you're able to be treated immediately as quickly as possible.
What about Thomas Duncan's family?
They're still under isolation.
And no signs of...
Not yet. But it's, once again, it's still early.
What about his girlfriend?
The girlfriend.
She's still under...
He's supposed to get married.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
There what is?
He went all the way.
Please not today. Really?
No, he went all the way.
He didn't want to get married.
He didn't want to get married. He went all the way.
Don't you think this is a little too soon?
No. I'm not making a joke. I'm just saying the guy was set
You're
to get
You're not making
married.
A joke?
I would never do that. I would not be insensitive like that.
But back to the nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She changed her story?
She said this morning. Well, this was on CNN this morning.
This morning?
That she believes that she may have touched. Because yesterday the story was.
Yesterday
she
said she can't figure out how. She said she took every precaution.
Yep.
She took every precaution. And now, Sybil, you think she was paid to change her mind?
You know what? There's always that conspiracy theory. There's so many theories out
there. Just follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money. Because she said, there's no way I touched anything. No way I touched anything.
But here's the thing.
And she's a nurse.
She's a nurse.
She knows not to touch anything. Yeah. She knows. And now she changed her story.
She says that she believes
she
may have touched
her face. Thing is airborne.
I'm not too far from you. I really am with you.
And I don't believe the CDC, if it wasn't airborne, would tell you it was.
No.
Because they've got to keep calm.
Yeah, you cannot have mass hysteria.
And can't have mass hysteria.
It just makes you feel nervous, and it's no disrespect to the driver we had yesterday.
Oh, my God.
But Gabrielle from Nigeria.
Nice man.
He was a lovely man.
He was from Nigeria.
And he did cough.
And I wanted to get out the car.
and you were sitting in the front seat.
And I was sitting in the front seat.
And that's why we put you in another part of the
bus yesterday. That's why I rode by myself.
You were in the luggage
area. But you don't know.
No, that's a great concern.
No. Mm-hmm.
Now they are going to have a lot of the airports, the major airports in which flights are coming from West Africa into the United States, they're going to have... All of those people that are getting off the planes, they're going to be judged by.
But what about their luggage? All the stuff they touch?
Well, that's the other part. That's something you're going to have to be very careful with. But they are going to have them checking their temperatures, and they're going to be giving them a visual inspection, obviously.
Your temperature when you come through.
Yeah.
With a thermometer?
No. You guys haven't had to check. No, not from either end, no. It's a laser thermometer.
Now
they got the laser. When they come out with the laser?
You know, it's a laser thermometer.
But, I mean, what about you, when you pack your luggage, the baggage handlers.
The stuff that you touch. Yeah.
And the baggage handlers, those that put your baggage on the plane. It's something else to consider. As you wrap, you know, all your things, and they are taking your bags from one end to the other.
Yeah, and if they touched it, they could have sweaty hands, and you don't know.
You just don't know.
Well, let's live our life.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
We're in Philly.
We're in Philly today. Let's live it.